land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of this year. Final hour of 2023. December 29th, 2023 show of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I'm going to be live on Monday, New Year's Day. I am laying out the battle plan for 2024. We are going to launch January 1st, 2024, the plan. And I need you guys to be a part of it. I need you guys to hear what I have to say. I need text messages. I need debate. I need discussion. I need ideas. So that when I talk about the plan for 2024, you're part of it. We are going to perfect it. I have a basic outline, but we're going to perfect it. We're going to talk about it. We are going to put it into action. And I very much want you guys to be a part of this. My vision is to get news media in the state of Michigan to write stories about what we are able to accomplish next year in the nine counties that this radio station speaks to. When they see the results of the elections and they see the number of newly elected people that are going to take office January 1st of 2025, after the November 2024 elections, I want this number to be historical. I want this to be the biggest crop of newly elected people to serve in our local governments. Why? Because there was a story that came out yesterday. Newspapers are declining. Journalistic reporters are down almost 25% since 2020. Since COVID took over, the China virus, newspapers are shutting down. The number of actual news reporters that we have are declining. In the news story, they claim, they said, that because of the decline of news reporters, journalists, investigative reporters, that this is allowing local governments, state governments, to get away with many corrupt things against the people because of the decline of the press. Freedom of speech, freedom of press is basically dying in our state. Two major contributing factors. Number one, declining population. Number two, people aren't buying newspapers anymore. Why? Because of the liberal media bias by most editors and reporters. Look at the Detroit News. Their numbers are down hugely. That's why they've had to raise the price so much, because so few people are actually buying the paper anymore. It's happening, folks. And we're going to change it all starting on Monday. Short break. U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Sherry O'Donnell in the next segment. We'll be right back.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
My name is Todd Spallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spallenberg for state rep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number two. Said we were going to have Dr. Sherry O'Donnell on with us in this segment. She's seeing a patient right now. So we're going to push her back to 11:33. We'll have her on in the next half hour. Greatly appreciate her. She's a real doctor, folks. She's seeing patients. That's the bottom line. She's got a day job, a day profession, and she's got to serve the clients, her patients. So we greatly appreciate her. We'll have her on in the next segment. I'm going to jump over to this other story I wanted to talk about actually in the next half hour from MERS News Service. And it's really, really interesting on the process of how things are happening in the wrap-up of the year. And the quote of the day by MERS News Service is something I follow every day. I read the news reports. It's a subscription news source that we subscribe to get you inside information from Lansing. And it's really interesting that some of these 2023 quote of the year outcomes was based on the staff, the editors of MERS News Service. And so they've put it out there for some quotes for us to talk about and then respond in a unscientific poll, if you will. Well, those that are up for consideration, 2023 MERS readers made final determinations of what should be the 2023 MERS quote of the year. Out of the five options, readers selected a pithy quote from former Senate Majority Leader Jim Ananich, Democrat from Flint. Former Senate Minority Leader, when the Republicans were in control, taking a pass on running for the U.S. Congress, the 8th District, next year, 2024. Ananich, the father of one, is now the new president and CEO of the Greater Flint Health Coalition. This story was as of November 21st. Out of the quote of the year, this quote got 42.7% of the vote. He said, quote, "I considered running for Congress, but then I realized I could possibly win, and then I'd have to be in Congress." He considered running it for Congress. Yeah, I thought about it. But then I'm like, oh, man, what happens if I win? Then I'd have to go to Washington and be in Congress. That was 42.7% of the vote in this unscientific poll. Coming in second place was Senator Jeremy Moss, a Democrat from Southfield, after informing the state Senate during a floor speech that just as a portion of the Bible relays an ancient law against gay relations, it also speaks about consuming pork. His quote of the year was, "Imagine if I went after pork eaters the way they go after gay people. Some of you look like pork eaters." Well, that only got 16% of the vote. Third one, coming in third place, Linda Watson, a gun owner and mother of an Oxford High School shooting victim, as she explains firearm violence is not about Republicans versus Democrats. It's the speed of your child's Nikes versus the speed of a bullet. That got 14% of the vote. Coming in at number four, former Republican Attorney General candidate Tom Leonard, after the Michigan Republican Party is collecting mailed-in donations at a box at a UPS store in Walker, Michigan. His snarky little comment about the new Michigan Republican Party. My question is, how did they afford to pay for the P.O. box? That came in with 13% of the vote. Now, I'm going to stop right there because there is a battle ongoing within the Michigan Republican Party. As a matter of fact, our former attorney, Matt DiPerno, who ran for chair of the party, has been engaging me today during the show while we were having our history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. I'm going to talk with Matt DiPerno after my show. But in the meantime, I'm going to share with you the text messaging back and forth. Matt, you got to understand, you text me during my show. You are part of my show. His snarky opening text message to me that came in at 9:47 while I was on the air. Are you still supporting the corrupt Christina Caramo administration of the Michigan GOP? My response during the break, do you have enough votes of the state committee members to remove her? Then he comes back with a laughing, tear-crying emoji, laugh out loud. You are seriously asking me about that? My response, until you do, then yes, I'm supporting her. Then he comes back. Then you support the same corruption we fought against and worse. My response to DiPerno, she won. You and many others lost. I totally support the first black, conservative, Christian woman in the Michigan GOP's history to be chairman. Instead of rallying around and behind her, the winner, and helping her, you and all the other losers have caused the problems that you are accusing her of doing. Self-fulfilling prophecies based in racism and being nothing less than power-hungry losers. Stop texting me during my show. He comes back. I caused the problems for the most divisive, most unlikable, and most corrupt state party chair in Michigan history. You are on the wrong side of this, my friend. Please explain what I have to do with her failures and utter incompetence. My response, what part of stop in caps texting me during my show don't you get? He doesn't acknowledge that. He continues. So an incompetent person who wanted the job blames everyone else when she fails. And you're supporting this garbage? Come on. Call me and let's talk about it. That was at 10:28 during the history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. I'm still waiting for you to explain how I caused the most divisive, most unlikable, corrupt chair again in Michigan history to fail. Finally, at 10:40 during the history lesson, I'll call you after my show at 12 noon. He gave me a thumbs up. Tom Leonard is part of the same exact losers because he lost at the same type of state convention the nomination to be the attorney general candidate for the Republican Party. Who did he lose it to? Matt DiPerno. the very same person who lost, got his butt kicked by Dana Nessel for attorney general, who then felt that qualified him to be chair of the party of the Michigan State Republican Party, and he lost and got his butt kicked by Christina Caramo, along with Scott Greenlee, J.D. Glasser, and many others. But instead of rallying behind the winner and talking about the most historical event that has ever happened in Michigan Republican Party politics history, a black woman is the chair of the Republican Party. If this was the Democrats, they'd be celebrating. When LaVara Barnes took over from Mark Brewer, they celebrated the fact, look at us, Democrats. We just elected a black woman from Detroit to be the chair of the Michigan Democrat Party. Does the Republican Party do that? No. Betsy DeVos, who I believe is behind all of this, wants their power and control back of the Michigan GOP. She has stoked and financially assisted all of these losers to attack the winner, Christina Caramo, to undermine her at every step of the way, to talk about it on Steve Gruber's show, to give quotes to Craig Mauger, the communist news reporter for the Detroit News, to leak state party information, bank accounts, bank records, financial reports to Craig Mauger of the Detroit News. Who are they getting this information from? I've been told that Matt DiPerno has gotten a link to state committee meetings as they were being carried live, videotaped by somebody in the room, fed him the link, and yet he had it on his social media pages, the discussions, the inside inner workings of the Michigan Republican Party state committee meetings. He was broadcasting it live on his social media when it's supposed to be for the state committee members only. Precinct delegates are not even allowed in those meetings. County chairs are only allowed to be in because technically, according to the bylaws of the Michigan Republican Party, they're ex officio members of the state committee. That is in their bylaws. All 83 county chairs can go to a state committee meeting. They can't participate. They can't vote. I don't even know if they're allowed to speak unless they implement Robert's Rules of Order and say, Mr. Chairman, point of order, and make a statement if acknowledged by the chair. Oh, we're going to talk, Matt DiPerno, after the show. And I, of course, will report it to you on Monday. They caused this. Don't donate to the state party. Donate to Rick Snyder's group, the NRCC. Give me a break. Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.